This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Martichorus.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Martichorus? Martichorus.
Yep. Marty Shiras. Hello, I'm Marty Shiras. I'll be
I'm here with your gallery. Wine.
I'm here to discuss any of the pieces you'd like to buy.
Yeah.
This one here is of a manticore. Don't say that, though.
No.
It's not a manticore. It's a manticore.
It is definitely just a manticore.
Yep. And this is a bland entry.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to hook on to some kind of details here, but like it's just a kind of a manticore, like without the snake aspect to it. So bleh.
Yep. And instead, just like the picture, it looks like one of those cat videos where a cat has like sniffed a food it doesn't like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I like that. And he's got a real weird stomach zone. Like he looks like he's like used to be real fat but lost a lot of weight. Now he's got like a lot of excess skin.
Yeah. Lost the weight too quickly.
Yeah.
I love the idea of a mammal with multiple rows of teeth though.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. Are you considering getting a set put in?
Just for insurance. Just so you have it, right?
Like having a spare would be nice.
Yeah.
Like I have two teeth that are gone, one that's a wisdom tooth and one that isn't, and having an extra that I could just like push on over as a backup would be pretty useful.
Basically what I want my mouth and tooth situation to be is like a Klax stage.
Okay.
Where like they just
bring it fucking back to Klax.
where they just run up my hard and soft palate and replace the teeth as necessary. But that also implies that I would need to lose teeth very quickly, so that they do not, stack up and then cause me to choke on my own teeth.
Yeah. And if you didn't lose them in the right order, then they wouldn't disappear.
Right. Right.
So you'd be constantly playing Klax in your mouth with your tongue.
Right. But like at a skeletal pace, I'm not saying it happens very quickly, but like, oh boy, we got a tooth coming up about halfway.
I feel like at that pace, like at a skeletal pace means you're probably managing one of your Klax teeth, you know, maybe once every like 36 hours.
Right.
Or so you have to do this. So just enough to where you can't like totally get comfortable.
Right. Right.
You know, and you wake up and maybe you're in kind of a bad situation.
Yeah.
You go to the mirror, you get out like one of those like little dentist mirrors. You can look in the back and you start using your tongue to move things around real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like when you get when you're real sick and you get a medication that says like, oh, take once every 8 hours. Like, all right. So I'm definitely waking up in the middle of the night to take this. That's weird.
Yeah.
And my mom's not here to wake me up to take it. So can I hire a mom? Can I just go on Craigslist and hire a mom to come wake me up
to bring me
a bucket?
That Japanese rental family thing, right?
No.
They're making a Netflix show about it, but there was like a long form, like isn't the Atlantic. I don't remember if it's the Atlantic. It might've been Wired or something. There's a long article about it, but it's this whole thing about like renting family members.
Hmm.
And they are, either short-term or long-term. So like short-term, you know, that makes a sense to me. Like, you know, oh, I want to be seen to have a big happy family while my boss is coming over for dinner.
Uh-huh.
But they can be long-term as well. And like the story that it was the focus of the article was like this guy who was hired to be this girl's dad. Like she kept getting teased about not having a dad.
Okay.
And then they hired an actor to be her dad for years and years and years.
Okay.
And that's something to me.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the, you know, and I don't know that the kid knows, which is just like,
what?
Just like the ethic. Yeah. Yeah. I think that it was like a real little kid the kid was lied to. I don't remember exactly. It's been, the thing has been in the news lately because it got optioned for a TV show, but I read the actual initial article when it was making the rounds. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's a real ass thing.
Yeah. And so like that is one of those things that I can definitely see the use for and seems sensible, but any one of those uses that I can think of actually has like a deep core of sadness inside of it that like,
yeah,
I'm happy that it's there to solve somebody's problem, but man, it would be nice if that wasn't a problem.
It seems really, really depressing to me.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So so you could hire a mom.
Cool.
For this thing, you could hire a mom to wake you up to do your medication for when you have to rearrange your teeth.
Yeah.
In Klax mouth.
Yeah.
Clacksmouth, Minnesota.
Which is where I'm going to be moving to.
It's like a Gus Van Sant movie or something like that. Like Clacksmouth.
Yeah. So yeah, just stretching for any kind of details. They have venom, but they don't like to use it because it spoils the meat. And then the shadow talk is nothing but people talking about whether or not they can throw their spines, just like any conversation about porcupines.
Yeah. And then those are tail spines, like little spikes, not, you know, throwing their spines like in a, sub-zero kind of way, you know, which is, you know, kind of, would be a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And of course they can't, like, the answer is, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
And they cannot.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. You know, I wish they could shoot their spines.
Yeah. I wish I could hire a manticore.
I wish I could hire a momticore. Like, with the properties of a snake, a lion, and a mom.
Yeah. Just hire a momticore to just fling some medicinal spikes at you in the middle of the night.
Yeah. AKA syringes.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.